Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home at 60s on 6. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
In association with Free Airwaves, Happy Years, and Just Play It, the 60s on 6 presents Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Dave the Rave welcoming you to Relics and Rarities. Coming to you from the No Static Groove Galaxy, it's Fort Rocks, the Relics of Rarity Show, bringing all those crazy records from the 1960s, all these one-hit wonders, those regional records, records that you thought should have been hits, but never got played on the radio. Well, right here on 60s on 6 XM Radio, we've got all those crazy records for you, including that one there. That's Jimmy Heap and a tune called Gizmo. Gonna open up the door officially here on Relics and Rarities tonight. This is Richard and the Young Lions. Had a great record in 1966 on the Philips record label. Left you at it. Came back at night. 'Cause you got love. It's always fine. I said I wanna love you some more. Oh, records got hit written all over it. I can never understand why that was never a big smash tune there. Richard and the Young Lions and Open Up Your Door. Sounding just like the first record, Denise. This is a record that came out in late 1963. It's Randy and the Rainbows. And Why Do Kids Grow Up? About bad timing. That record came out right around the same time that JFK was assassinated, and it was because of that that it was very difficult to have a hit record at that point in time because radio was consumed with the tragic news of the time. And of course, shortly after the death of JFK, it was the British invasion. So group harmony and doo-wop tunes, it was just a real tough time for them to get airplay when the mop tops from England were dominating the airwaves. Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot!
Saw him kiss another and watched him hold her tight, and I made up in my mind that very night.
I've got to let him go. Set him free.
Dancing all over Fort Rocks. Woo! Love that record there from 1961 on the Check Bay record label there. The Delphi's. Now, you might think you know the sound of the lead singer's voice, because in 1963, 2 years later, she had her first top 40 record, the lead singer of the Delphi's, Martha Reeves. Here's Martha and the Vandellas. First top 40 record there from Martha and the Vandellas. Come and get these memories. That's what we give you right here. 60s on 6 XM Radio. I'm Dave the Rave. It's our Relics and Rarities show coming to you from Fort Rocks. That's where we keep. We got to keep it under a special lock and key at an unspecified location here in New Jersey. And if I sound excited, it's because you on XM Radio right here on 60s on 6. You get to hear all the records that they didn't want you to hear. But we've got all the great classics, the songs that should have been hits on Relics and Rarities.
Dave the Rave, Relics and Rarities. Ho, 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 ho. Best.
Today, the Rave is looking all across North America, trying to find a witness out there, somebody who wants to testify to that great record there. The Soul Brothers Six from Rochester, New York, has a record that was 1 week in the top 100 there in 1966. And I'm telling you, you mark my words, somebody in the future is going to record that record, and they're going to have a great big hit song with that one there, Some Kind of Wonderful. I want you to testify to this one. Is testifying to that one there. 1967, the Parliaments out of Plainfield, New Jersey, headed by George Clinton. I think George Clinton used to be a barber, so I guess singing great root music like that is a lot better than being a barber. But what a great one that was on the Revlon record label there. I remember as a kid growing up hearing that for the very first time on Plainfield's own WERA, and of course on the black station in New Jersey there, WNJR, Black Rock 1430. That music just reverberated. It just did something for me. I love that record there. The Parliaments, I Want to Testify. It's Day of the Rave, our Relics and Rarities get-together. 60s on 6 XM Radio, coming to you from the No Static Groove Galaxy. Now, I did say No Static. Every now and then, you will hear some scratchy records, but the way it was is the way it is.
1965.
One of these records you could stomp your feet to. We'll be right back. Everybody march up and down with your feet on that one. Woo! Strange Love from 1965. It's a great one. It's called Carolyn. It went to number 39 on the top 100. And speaking of killer records, it's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash. Said it's too short of a record there. Little Stevie Wonder from 1962, a record that never hit the top 100. It's called Contract on Love. And speaking on love, Data Rave's no expert on love, but I got some love power. Pebbles there from late 1967. Love Power. That's a top 25 record. I never hear that record on radio. But right here on 60s on 6, we bring you all those songs that they don't play on all the other radio stations. Day of the Ravens, our Relics of Rarities get together. Going back for an early record here from Mr. BJ Thomas. He's back in the studios.
Feeling
DJ Thomas and the Triumphs here from 1963. That's like 3 years before his first record, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. I've been talking with BJ Thomas. Like I said, he's back in the studio working with one of his original early producers there, Chips Moman. And don't be surprised if one of these days, live right here on XM 60s on 6, you happen to hear BJ Thomas performing for you, because we're talking about it. And I think BJ Thomas is interested. And that would be very, very exciting, because BJ Thomas had so many great records and happens to be one of my favorites. And I know he's a favorite of a lot of the jocks here at XM 60s on 6. So look for BJ Thomas. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Let's hope that good feeling he sang about in 1963 is one day coming across digitally to all of you listeners out there in North America. Let's hope. Keep our fingers crossed. BJ Thomas.
More music.
Here's a great trivia question for you. Ask somebody to name the follow-up record that the Swing of Medallions did to Double Shot of My Baby's Love.
She drives me out of my mind. She drives me out of my mind. I keep coming back for more of her love. There's something about her I can't get enough of. Whoa, whoa. All right, baby. We have a date nearly every night. Cause I can't do without her. I love the way she walks.
Answered that trivia question about the Swing of Medallions, their follow-up to Double Shot of My Baby's Love. She drives me out of my mind. You got it right. That's the record, as the people in South Carolina where Swing of Medallions were from. And they still perform. I think it's John McElrath is the original drummer. I think he's still with the group. And they go crazy. They still go nuts for the Swing of Medallions all over the South. If only I can get those guys to come to Washington, D.C. We could have a lot of fun with those Swing of Medallions. Every week, by the way, here on Relics of Rarities, yours truly, Day of the Rave, reaches deep into the Relics of Rarities Bowl here at Fort Rocks. And I try and pick one record, one particular record. I mean, there's so many records. There's like 60,000 records located here in Fort Rocks. But we try and take one of those records, and we call it our Discovery of the Week. We kind of like spotlight the record. So tonight, this is my discovery.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
This is an early record, big hit in Chicago by the Ides of March.
You wouldn't listen to me.
You break your heart.
You wouldn't listen to me.
You tear it apart.
You wouldn't listen to me.
So you better get smart.
You wouldn't listen to me.
You wouldn't listen to me.
You wouldn't hear what
gave you plenty of warning. You wouldn't listen to what I say. Now you are in mourning. I tell you you're in a mighty bad way. Yeah, 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 yeah. You wouldn't listen to me.
Break your heart.
You wouldn't listen to me.
You're tearing apart.
You wouldn't listen to me.
Tear your smile.
You wouldn't listen to me. You wouldn't listen to me. You wouldn't hear what I got to see. You wouldn't listen to me. Now you have got to pay. You've got to pay. You wouldn't listen to me.
Now you have got to pay.
Now, if you grew up in Chicago and listened to WCFL or WLS, that's not a stranger to you, that record. That's probably a top 10 record out in Chicago there. The Ides of March, of course, that's a group that I think one of these days will have a big hit going forth. I mean, they're just on the cusp of having a big hit. Maybe sometime in the 70s, those guys can score big. But that one there should have been a hit record. It was indeed a top 50 record nationally, but a record that most people do not know. The Ides of March. Day of the Raves, Discovery of the Week there. You wouldn't listen. It came out on the Parrot record label. It's one of those lost classics right here on Relics and Rarities, coming to you from Fort Rocks.
Hello, this is Peter Noon, Herman from Herman Hermits. And every time I need a record that I can't find, I just call Dave the Rave. He's got everything in the world.
And that includes this record, a record that I keep trying to get Peter Noon to do in concert. He won't do it. I gotta get him to do this one, but I guess I'll have to play it for myself.
Your pretty face came into view, and then what could I do? My dream began again, so here I go into a world where I do dream on, just thinking of you. I gotta dream on, that's all I can do. Now that you know how I feel for you, it just goes to show true to you. So here I go into a world where I can dream on, just thinking of you. I gotta dream on, that's all I can do. 'Cause if you want me by your side, you gotta hold your hands across the sky, tread the stairway through the stars, into your arms, into your arms.
Gonna dream on, hoping that Peter Noon and Hermits Hermits will do that record in concert live one of these days. Of course, Peter Noon and Hermits Hermits were not too long ago right here at XM Studios in Washington, D.C., and of course, their live performance, and it was a great one. I mean, Peter Noon, I'm serious about this. Of all the 60s acts that are performing live today, Peter Noon and Hermits Hermits, they're one of the best. It's really exciting to see this guy. I got to tell you, the first time I went to see him, you know, I thought it would be kind of nostalgic, but I walked away. I am now in what they call the Noonatics. I'm an official member of the Noonatics. That's all the crazy people. I mean that in a nice way, but there's like a large group of people that follow him all around, and I am a committed Noonatic. Peter Noon, I want you to do that record for old Dave the Rave one of these days. 7 million of you, by the way, have that record. It's on the flip side of Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter, and it's called I Got a Dream On. Remember, look for Peter Noon to be performing on XM Radio in the near future. Here's a record that should have been a top 10 record. It's by a group also out of the Chicago area. They had a lot of hits. This is one of the last top 100 records. It came out in 1968. It's called Back in Love Again.
Here I am, back in love again. And I'm happy that it's not pretend. At last I found a girl to give my heart a whirl. Someone whose love is from a tree. So here I am, back in love again. Thinking back, I can't remember when. I thought I'd never find.
To the greatest 45 with Dave the Rave on Relics and Rarities. Dig that record, man. You got a hole in your soul. Danny Rave just loves that one. That's 1962. That's Ty Hunter on the Checkmate record label. I want you to write that one down. It's called Lonely Baby.
Dave the Rave.
Speaking of records you want to write down, why don't you all head down to your local Grant's department store and find this record.
Sometimes I'm up, sometimes down.
How you look at that one? Woo! Got to dig that one. 60s on 6XM Radio. Day of the Rave, our Relics and Rarities get together, bringing you the Broadway's air from 66 on the MGM label. It's a tune called You Just Don't Know. By the way, if there's a record, a particular record you want me to pull out of the Relics and Rarities vault, right here in Fort Rocks, where we have all the records, you send me an email to DaveRaveXMRadio@AOL.com. That's DaveRaveXMRadio@AOL.com. And I will play that record for you right here on 60s on 6 with Day of the Rave, our little Relics of Rarities get together. I get really excited when I do these shows. I mean, there's something about the music that it just drives me wild. If there was video, you'd see me doing the frog, the monkey. I'd even be crawling on my belly sometimes doing the Little Egypt. I mean, it could be dangerous here in the studio. Here's a voice you will all know. It's Miss Ronnie Spector.
I'm not afraid to
Veronica Spector there. Ronnie Spector from 1964 on the Phil Spector label. Phil Spector fell in love. He had to run out and get himself a preacher. Except he wasn't any poor boy, was he? Crazy guy. He's got his own little history, doesn't he, Mr. Phil Spector? This one goes back to 1960. Group called The Untouchables. Woo! Got to dig this one.
Come on over, baby, sit right down. Let me tell you, honey, how I feel. What you mean to me? Cause I
'60 memory there from the Untouchables. They had a lot of great records. That just happens to be one of them. A song called Poor Boy Needs a Preacher.
When you're in my arms, darling, when you're in my arms,
ooh, that feeling, feeling, it's got me rocking and reeling. Ooh, I'm crazy about your love, but your kind of love can't get enough. Ooh, you shake me up, break me up, every time your lips meet mine. Yeah.
Get out the old record cloth. Reach into your closet. Pull out your 45 by the four times here called Bernadette and flip the record over. That's one of the great Motown flip sides. There was so many great flip sides on Motown. A lot of people never played the flip sides, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of great records, a lot of unknown records that you will be hearing right here. Relics of Rarity, 60s on 6. I'm Dave the Rave. We're here in Fort Rocks, the No Static Attic, the Groove Galaxy of records. And, of course, the door to Fort Rocks will be closing shortly, but not quite yet.
No, there's nothing wrong with your radio. You're tuned to Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities Show.
Though we had a little fight, everything's all right tonight.
I'm back with my baby.
Folks said that we were through, gonna try to start anew. Tears of joy fell from my eyes.
I'm back with my baby.
Gee, but I can hardly wait, 'cause tonight we've got a date.
I'm back with my baby.
I'm gonna run to him and hug and kiss him and show him just how much I've missed him. Gonna leave the past behind. We'll make it work this time.
I'm back with my baby.
Cause tonight we've got a date.
I'm back with my baby.
I'm gonna run to him and hug and kiss him and show him just how much I've missed him. Gonna leave the past behind. We'll make it work this time.
I'm back with my baby.
Back with my baby.
I'm back with my baby.
Everything is alright.
Kenny Woods and Back With My Baby on the Philips record label. Day of the Rave, our little Relics of Rarities get together here at 60s on 6 on XM Radio. Remember, there's a special record you'd like me to play for you. Send me an email to DaveRaveXMRadio@AOL.com. Thanks for tuning in. Relics of Rarities, we'll see you soon.